Before the hearing was called into order in the West Plains Civic Center Theater, three women with cardboard signs critical of the Blue Way program began singing of freedom. The general tenor of the hearing could be summed up in four words: don't tread on me. Many of those attending and everyone who testified said they felt the federal government had tried to pull the wool over their eyes with the Blue Way's designation for the White River watershed. The White River watershed covers a huge swath of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. It reaches from Springfield and Branson deep into the natural state. The U.S. Department of the Interior has said the Blue Way's designation is merely an award. It shows that the watershed has been kept healthy and that the designation will promote tourism and recreation. But Congressman Jason Smith, who represents Missouri's 8th District in southern Missouri, says the wording in the official order was ambiguous. He feared it would lead to calls for eminent domain of property along the watershed.
They wanted to create a 180-foot buffer zone around the surface water of the rivers. You tell me that's not going to affect property owners and whether their livestock can get near the river? That's an infringement on regulations, which is an infringement on property rights.
Smith clarified that the official Blue Way's designation itself did not include that buffer zone, but rather the buffer zone was mentioned in the memorandum used to nominate the White River watershed for the designation. He contends that the White River watershed was nominated by an environmental group based in Washington, D.C., that's trying to brush aside the legislative process and quietly enforce policy through the executive branch. In addition to concerns about property rights, there's worry about more fines and regulations for farmers. The hearing was interrupted numerous times by applause and by shouts of "resist" and "let him speak" when one witness's time was up. The loudest applause came when one landowner called for punitive action on, quote, "unelected bureaucrats who have overstepped their authority," end quote. Just before the hearing started, I spoke to Ronnie Pender, who came here from Van Buren.
I'm interested to find out more about the Blue Way's designation. I've had a hard time finding any information of what it would actually do for us or to us.
Becky Colvin is from Eminence, Missouri.
I have definite misgivings about the program and feel that they are trying to infringe upon our property rights. It is very important that we show our presence to our representatives, that we are watching what they are doing, and we want to know what's going on.
Another person there, Caroline Brown of Poplar Bluff, does independent research on environmental issues.
Our food is under control, our air is under control, and now they feel the last is now our water. And we have, even though they have had federal control over our national parks and our waterways, we're at the point now that people realize that they may not be able to even have the water on a well pump in their backyards.
Congressman Billy Long of Missouri's 7th District also took part in the hearing. The hearing was lopsided against the Blue Way's designation. All of the committee members posing questions and all of the witnesses answering questions were against it. However, that's partly because one person invited to testify didn't show up, the Blue Way's spokeswoman from the U.S. Department of Interior. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.